Today's daf is Sukkah daf Lamed Hey. We left off on the very top of daf Lamed Hey. And Aleph, we had just read through the Mishnah about Esrog, about all the various psulei Esrog. So we're going to begin the daf with four different opinions about how we know that the words in the Torah pre-Eitz Hadar actually means an Esrog. Three of those explanations are going to come from the word Hadar itself, and by telling us that we're mispronouncing the word is actually something else that actually tells us that it's an Esrog. The Gemara is then going to have a machlokas whether an Esrog shel Orla is pasul because ein bo heter achila, because you're not allowed to eat it, or maybe it's because ein bo din mamon, it has no din mamon, meaning everybody agrees, the Gemara is going to explain, that you need heter achila, that in order to be yotzei, you need to be allowed to eat it. The question is whether you also need din mamon. The Gemara is also going to get into the machlokas from Meir and the Chachamim about Meiser Sheni, whether Meiser Sheni is mamon gavoa or mamon hadil. It's going to quote three nafkaminas in that machlokas by Esrog, by Matzah, by Chala, in that machlokas Tanaim. On Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to have machlokas whether the problem with Truma Tahora is, what the problem exactly is with Truma Tahora. It's going to have two different possibilities, Machshira, Mafsida, what the nafkaminas between them. We'll get to that. And there's going to be machlokas about the Mai, whether Aniyim and Achsanya can eat Demai. So that's why the machlokas in the there's a machlokas Beis Rabbi Bissel in the Mishnah whether Demai is kosher for an Esrog. The question is it considered something that has a heter achil? And then at the end of the daf we get into some of the physical blemishes on an Esrog. If also chazazes, if the Esrog has boils and the like, we get into some of the other physical blemishes if it's peeled of the Esrog. So let us begin the top of Lamed Hayam Ralph Tan Rabbanan. The Brisa says as follows: pre-Eitz Hadar, Eitz Shetam Eito Piriyo Shava. We learn from pre-Eitz Hadar the fact that it's called pre-Eitz, so we see that the pre and the Eitz are the same, that we're dealing with some type of tree where the fruit and the wood of the tree taste exactly the same. So what's that? Haviyomer is that Esrog. That must be a reference to an Esrog. That's how we know that pre-Eitz Hadar means an Esrog. Now before we get into this whole discussion, four different possibilities, how we know that pre-Eitz Hadar means an Esrog, it's important to remind ourselves of the Rambam and the Akdama to the Pirush HaMishnayis. The Rambam that comes to the Pirush HaMishnayis says that the Amoraim never had a suffix what the term pre-Eitz Hadar meant. Of course they knew that pre-Eitz Hadar meant an Esrog because their fathers took Esrogim and their grandfathers took Esrogim all the way back to the days of Yehoshua ben Nun. They were taking Esrogim for the mitzvah. The machlokas is, where can we find the remez in the pasuk to this Perush HaMakubal? This is the classic example that the Ram calls in the Akdam to the Perush HaMishnayis of a Perush HaMakubal the Moshe Misinai. It's not a halachal Moshe Misinai. Halachal Moshe Misinai is something the Torah doesn't tell us about at all, and it's purely the Moshe Misinai. This is what we call Perush HaMakubal the Moshe Misinai, where the Torah tells us something, but we would have no idea what the Torah is telling us, what the Torah means, if not for the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu received at our Sinai the Perush HaMakubal, the Perush of what the words actually mean. It's interesting when the Rambam formulates this, he says, yeah, from the days of Yehoshua ben Nun, we've already been taking Esrog. When the Ritva formulates the same idea, he says, yeah, we've been doing it since the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. So it sounds from the Rambam that in the Midbar we weren't no tell Esrog, that the Rambam writes this way in Mor Nevuchim explicitly, that there were no Esrogim in the Midbar, that it only began in the days of Yehoshua ben Nun, not in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. But that's a little bit beside the point, meaning the main point of the Rambam over here is that this is not a discussion of what pre-Eitz Hadar is, it's a discussion of where we can find a remez for the fact that a pre-Eitz Hadar means an Esrog. So possibility number one is that an Esrog is Tam Eitzo Per Yeshava. So that's got to be an Esrog. So says the Gemara, it's not the only item that has that characteristic. Vema pilpulin, peppercorns also have tam eitzo pirio shava. Kiditanya hay remeir omer, mashvashnemer unatatem kol eitz. Remeir darshan's a pasuk from the fact that it says unatatem kol eitz. This pasuk says when you come into Eretz Yisrael and you plant eitz machal, varaltam ar loso es pirio sholoshon miyalachem areilim lo yeachel, that for 3 years you're not allowed to benefit at all from the fruits of the tree. This is the din of Orla. So in that pasuk of Orla, it says, "Untatem kol eitz." So we darshin, "Eini yodea shuhu eitz machal." Would I not know that we're obviously dealing with an eitz machal, with a food tree? Matam lomer eitz machal. Why does the pasuk have to go out of its way to specify eitz machal? It must be eitz shetam eito per yeshava, that we're talking about some type of tree that has this, the tam of the eitz and the tam of the pri are the same, and it's telling me that such a tree is chayiv in Orla. So the Amr Zeb pilpul and that tree, what kind of tree is that? It's got to be a peppercorn. L'landucha shapilpulin chayavin ba'arla. So you see from there that peppercorn trees are chayavin arla. Ve'in Eretz Yisrael chasera klum, sh'nemer l'sech sarkolba. And Eretz Yisrael is missing nothing. We even have trees in Eretz Yisrael that the time of the Yates and the Pri are shava. It's gevaldik. But that's what the pasuk is teaching me, that pilpulin are chayavin arla. So don't you see that the esrog is not the only type of tree that tameto per yeshava, because you see that pilpulin also have this characteristic? And so Gemara, hasu mishum de lo efshar. Now it can't possibly be referring to peppercorns when it tells us to take dalad minim. Hechi navid, what are you going to do? Ninkot chada, you'll take one little peppercorn. Lo minkor l'ki chasa, you know, it's not going to be nicker that you're taking it at all. The Echadim will ask, and mehechi tesi that it has to be nicker. Where does it say anywhere that it has to be nicker? You have to do the mitzvah. It says it has to be nicker. So some say l'kachtem lachem. L'kachtem lachem means that it has to be clear and obvious to you while you're holding it that you are holding something. So that's what it means, minkara l'kichasa. So we're taking one peppercorn, it's not going to do it because it's not going to be minkara l'kichasa. Ninko treya tlasa, pri echadam rachman, avol shayim u'shlosha peros. And you can't take two or three of them because the din is that by pri etzadar, we already learned yesterday, that it's a din that you only take one, not two or three of them. So by the time you're at minkara l'kichasa, you have more than one, and you're not supposed to take more than one. Hilkach lo efshar, therefore it can't possibly be referring to a peppercorn, so the only other possibility of what pri etz hadar could possibly be referring to is an esrog, and that's how we know that's the remez that it's referring to an esrog. Now, in the context of arla, we said that clearly the pasuk is referring to something that's tameto per yeshava, so we assumed it has to be a peppercorn. In our gemara, we said that by dalad minim, it's got to be something that's tameto per yeshava. It's got to be an esrog, and we asked, well, maybe it's a peppercorn, maybe it's something else, maybe it's something else that's tameto per yeshava. By arla, the chor, we could have asked same question in the reverse. Meaning by Arla, it says it's got to be something that's tameto per yeshava, so we said it's got to be a peppercorn. Why don't we say, what do you mean? It could be an esrog. Maybe it's referring to an esrog. How do you know it's referring to a peppercorn? So Tosus raises this problem, that it could be referring to an esrog, or it could be, Tosus says, it could be referring to a tilton, which also is tameto per yeshava. The Gemara learns in Maseches Beitza. So Tosus says that esrog wouldn't be a chiddush to tell me that it's chayv in Arla. Why wouldn't an esrog be chayv in Arla? It's a regular fruit. Of course an esrog is going to be chayv in arla. And tiltan, he says, is a min yerek. So that's not going to be chayv in arla. So it's not even going to be true about a tiltan. So that's how we know that it's got to be peppercorns that it's referring to. Tosos also points out, what's the hava mina that pilpulin are not chayv in arla? Tosos says, by esrog, there's no hava mina. Of course esrog is going to be chayv in arla. Yeah, well, what's the hava mina that peppercorns wouldn't be chayv in arla? So Rashi says, the hava mina is that since it grows on a very low tree, on a very low branch, on a very low bush, so one would think that it doesn't have a din of a tree, that it has a din of a yerek, that it's not an eight. So that's how Rashi says. Tosos says, I don't think that's correct. Vekasha, de lo bahachi tal yamilsa, vekame etzim shelim hem sheishlam toras ilan. He says, there are a lot of very low branches, very low bushes that have a din of a tree. Why should it make a difference how tall it is? He doesn't think that the height is going to matter. So what's the avamin by pilpulin? Elahainu taima, mishum damrin parak basra diyoma, kas pilpulin biyoma de kipuri, Potter, because it says in Maseches Yuma that if a person chews on peppercorns in Yom Kippur, he's potter. So the Gemara says, what do you mean potter? It's chayv in arla. So obviously it's a fruit. How can you say that you're potter for eating it on Yom Kippur? And the Gemara answers, habiritivasa, habiyabeshta, that when it's still moist, so then it's a fruit. But later it dries up, that's when you're allowed to chew it on Yom Kippur. So the havamina is that since it's sofa liyavesh, since ultimately it's going to dry up, so one might think that even when it's in its moist state, it does not have a din of a pri, because the nature of this type of item is that it dries up rather quickly, and it's often used in its dried state. So that's why we would think that it's not considered a pri with regard to arla. So we need a special drasha to tell me that it is considered a pri with regard to arla. Okay, further in the Gemara, so the Gemara says, what's another remez perhaps that pri etz hadar is a reference to esrog and not to any other fruit? So Rebbe Omer, al tikri hadar ela hadir. don't read the word as hadar, but rather hadir. It's like a corral. Ma dir ze yesh bo gadol muktanim tumim valibumin. Just like when you put all your animals together, you'll find larger animals, smaller animals, animals that don't have a blemish, animals that do have a blemish. Hachanami yesh bo gadol muktanim tumim valibumin. The type of fruit that you could use for an esrog must be the type of fruit that has larger ones and smaller ones and nicer ones and not such nice ones. So says Gemara, yeah, apples also are like that. Atu shar peros las bo gadol muktanim tumim valibumin. Apples, oranges, any fruit in the world has like that, that some are large, some are small, some are tmim, some are bali mumin. How do you know it's an esrog? Ela hachi kamer. No, what he means to say is that it's like the corral in a different way. Achabon ketanim adain gedolim kayamim. That when the smaller one grow in, the smaller ones grow in, the larger ones are still there. Meaning it's not that an entire crop grows, you harvest the whole thing, you pull them all off the tree, and then the next ones grow in. It's constantly growing. It's not just in one season that it all grows in together and you pull them all off the tree and then the next ones come. It's constantly growing, just like animals in a corral. Some are giving birth now, some later, and the parents of the older ones and the bigger ones are still there as they're having offspring. So that's how we know that it's got to be referring to an esrog. Rabbi Avo says the third possibility. Al tikri hadar ella hadar. Don't read it as hadar, as in beautiful, but rather hadar, davar shadar b'ilano, mishana l'shana, that it's something that lives in the tree from one year to the next year, which is a unique way that esrogim grow, but is not true of any other fruits. Ben Azay Omer, fourth possibility, Al Tikri Hadar Ele Idur. Don't read the word as Hadar, but rather read it as Idur. Shekein Beloshin Yivani Koron Lemayim Idur Ve'ezo Hisha Gadol Kol Mayim Haviomer Ze Esrog. That Idur is a reference to water, and Esrog is Gadol Kol Mayim, so therefore it's got to be a reference to an Esrog tree because it has this connection specifically with all different types of water. It's not one specific type of water that an Esrog tree will grow from. Good. Shalasher v'shalera nidachas pasul. The Mishnah had said that an esrog that grows on an asherah tree or comes from a near nidachas is pasul. My taima, what's the problem with an esrog from an asherah tree or from a near nidachas? Says Mar kiven de l'sreifa kai, since it's going to have to be burnt, we view it as if it's already destroyed, as if it already doesn't have the proper shear of an esrog. We learned in the Mishnah, Machlokas, what the shear of an esrog hakatan is, either the size of an egel, like Rav Meir, or like Rav Yehuda, the size of a beitza, but it's not either of those things if it's kitusei mechtashiure, if we view it as if it's already chopped up into a million pieces. That is our gear. So the Ravid in Hilchas Lulav says that the reason esrog shel asher shel nidachas is pasul is because of mitzvah baba avera. So it's pasul for all the days of Yantif, because it's a mitzvah baba avera. But if the problem were kitusei mechtashiure, it should have been mechalik between asherah de Moshe and other asherah trees, just like we did in Lamed Aleph on the base when we spoke about lulav shel asher v'shel ir hanidachas, and it's only the asherah de Moshe that we had a requirement to actually burn it, and it wasn't just asher bahana. So we should have made that same chiluk here, says the Ravid. Why is it a mitzvah baba avera? What's the mitzvah baba avera? So he says because there's nisra nav avodah zara. So the Ravid says that when you take it, your nana from the esrog by looking at it, by smelling it, so it's, and it's impossible to avoid the hana. Everyone enjoys taking the esrog, aside from the doing the mitzvah, which mitzvah. There's a physical hana of looking at the beauty of the fruit, smelling the fruit, and asher nir nidachas are isure hana. Where you get the clear impression from this Ravid is that this type of mitzvah baba avera is a different mitzvah baba avera than we refer to in other places. Normally, a mitzvah baba avera, we said from the Ritva, the way Reb Chaim understood, is either using a cheftza shel avera as a cheftza shel mitzvah, or the way Tosos understood, where a mitzvah is enabled by doing an avera, that it's only because you're doing the avera that you're able to do the mitzvah. It doesn't fit over here. Over here, this is not what mitzvah baba avera means. Over here, mitzvah baba avera means that it's a mitzvah that there's a chashash that as you do the mitzvah, you're also going to do an avera. That we're afraid that as you're taking this esrog shel asherah v'shel nidachas, you're also going to be getting hana from it, and that itself is an avera. So that's what the Raven means over here when he says mitzvah abab avera. The Ramban in the Hasagos Tilchos Lulav questions the Raven, because if it were an issue of mitzvah abab avera, hada shalasher v'shilin edacha should also be possible for all 7 days. That because you're also going to get hana from a hadas. Meaning, what was the Raven's whole taina that it can't be ketusim mechlashuris? Why didn't we say this? Why didn't we say this earlier? Why weren't we mechalik between Asherah de Moshe and other Asherahs? Says the Ramban, but we could have said this earlier if it was an issue of Mitzvah Baba Veri, they can get Hanah from the smell. Hadassim also smell delicious, and you can get Hanah from that smell as well. Why didn't the Gemara say that Hadass also is a problem of Mitzvah Baba Veri? Why does it wait all the way until the Mitzvah of Esrog? And furthermore, there is no Hanah by Netilas Esrog of the smell of the Esrog. The smell is not so strong that when you notel the esrog in your hands, you smell it. It's only if you put it to your nose that you're going to smell it. And he says that's why there's no chiv to be mevarich on the reyach. We don't make a birch sareach when we pick up an esrog, because there's no guarantee that we're smelling anything. Plus, he says, this hana is hana abalo balkarcho. So it's eifshar to avoid the hana. You're not being mechavin for the hana. So this ties back to the sugya in the second paragraph of Maseches Pesachim, that by yisuri hana, where it's impossible to avoid, and you're not trying to get the hana, so it may not be such a problem of an isra hana. So it's not, so the Ramban rejects the possibility that it's a mitzvah ba'avera over here. Okay, so the Gemara says further now, so that's what we said when Esrog Shal Sherev Shal Nandachos. Orla Pasul, Esrog Shal Orla, we also said it's Pasul. My Taima, what's the psul of an Esrog Shal Orla? Pligibar Bechia Bar Avin Vrava Asi. So it's Machlok Shal Bechia Bar Avin and Rabbi Asi. Machlok is as follows. Chad Amar Lefi Shein Bo Hetra Chila. One says, because you're not allowed to eat Orla fruits, so any Esrog that you have no Hetra Chila is no good. Vechad Amar Lefi Shein Bo Din Mamun. The other one says, no, it has no monetary value because it's Asr Bana. And any Esrog that has no monetary value is no good. So Kasalka Daite, Man Dabai Hetra Chila Lo Bai Din Mamun, Man Dabai Din Mamun Lo Bai Hetra Chila. The original assumption is that this is a typical machlokas where each one holds their opinion and not the other opinion. Meaning, if you hold that an esrog needs to have heter achila, you do not hold it also needs to be something that has value. And if you hold that an esrog has to have value, you do not necessarily hold that it needs to have a heter achila. But the problem with that analysis is that tanan shel truma tamea psula, an esrog that's truma tamea is pasul. So bishlam leman yabel fishein. By heterachila shapir, I understand very well if you hold that an esrog has to be something that somebody's allowed to eat. Truma tamea, nobody's allowed to eat because truma is aser to a zar, to any non kohen, and once it's tame, it's aser to a kohen also. So nobody's allowed to eat truma. So that would make a lot of sense that truma tamea would be possible. But elamad yom lefishein ba din mamon. But if you say that an esrog just has to have value, and if it doesn't have any value, it's possible. Well, truma tamea has value. You may not be allowed to eat it, but amaya remesika tachstav shilo. Why would we possible it? It has value. You're allowed to burn truma, you're chayiv to burn truma tamea, and you're allowed to burn it in such a way that you're benefiting from the fire while you burn it. So it has value as firewood. So how can you say it has no value? Ella, rather, we have to reassess our analysis of this machlokas about heterachila and din mamon. Beheterachila kuliam lo pligi de beinan. What it must be is that everyone agrees that in order to be yotzi the mitzvah of esrog, you have to be allowed to eat that esrog, and that's why truma tamea is no good, because nobody's allowed to eat an esrog of truma tamea, and therefore it's right off the bat it's no good. Ki pligi bidin mamon. The question is there also a second qualification that you need? Do you also need din mamon? Mar savar heterachila beinan din mamon lo beinan. So one opinion says no, you only need heterachila. You do not also need din mamon. Mar savar din mamon nami beinan. The other opinion says no, in addition to heterachila, you also need din mamon. My benayu. So what's going to be the nafkamina? We just said truma tamei is not a nafkamina because there's no heterachila. Anytime the arla is not a nafkamina because there's no heterachila and there's no din mamon. So what's going to be an actual case of a nafkamina between the opinion that says you only need heterachila and the opinion that says you also need din mamon? Ika benayu ma'aser sheni should be Yerushalayim alib Rabbi Meir. Nafkamina is going to be if it's ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim and you assume like the halacha is ma'aser sheni, you're not allowed to eat outside of Yerushalayim, but you're allowed allowed to eat yourself. You don't have to give it to anybody. You eat it yourself in Yerushalayim. Says Machlokes Rav Meir and the Chachamim, how do we understand that halacha? Do we say that its status outside of Yerushalayim is really indicative of what it really is, meaning it's not yours, it belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Mamun Gavoah, Elamayim Yishulchan Gavoah Kazach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to share it with you when you go to Yerushalayim, but it doesn't make it yours, it's still HaKadosh Baruch Hu's the whole time. Or do we say, no, the status of it in Yerushalayim is indicative of what it really is. The fact that you're allowed to eat it while you're in Yerushalayim shows that it's really yours, it's Mamun Hedyot, it belongs to you. It's just that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put certain restrictions on it that you're not allowed to eat it outside of Yerushalayim, but really it's yours. So Rav Meir is the one that holds that it's Mamun Gavoah, that it belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what about Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim? Heter Achila? Yeah, it has Heter Achila, but Din Mamon, does it belong to you? No, it doesn't belong to you. It belongs completely to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Rav Meir's view. Salman Yom Elfi Shein Ba Heter Achila Harei Yesh Ba Heter Achila. If all an Esrog needs is Heter Achila, well then this fits the criteria. It has Heter Achila. You're allowed to eat it. Laman Yom Elfi Shein Ba Din Mamon Maaser Sheni Mamon Gavoahu. But if you hold that it needs to have Din Mamon as well Maaser Sheni is Mamon Gavoah, and it therefore does not have Din Mamon. So that is the machlokas, that is the nafkamina in the machlokas between Heter Achila and Din Mamon. As an aside, the Prima Gadim raises a very simple question. How could it be that we're Yotze with an Esrog that was given to you with a Matan al Manas Lahachzir? One of the Eitzes to make Lachem on the first day is someone gives it to you as a Matan al Manas Lahachzir. It's Ein Bo Heter Achila. If you were to eat from it, you would never be able to be Machzir it, so shouldn't that be a problem of Ein Bo Heter Achila? So he says, no, that this Esrog is Roy Lachila. Someone's allowed to eat this Esrog. So therefore it's kosher, just like Truma Torah is kosher for Yisrael. Truma Torah is kosher even for someone who's not a Kohen, even though you can't eat it, but it is an Esrog that is Be'etzem, something that's Roy Lachila. Now, the Rashi over here says that what's the issue over here about Heter Achila? Why is it that an Esrog would require Heter Achila? Where does it say in the Torah anything about eating the Esrog? It says, L'kachim l'chem pri'etzadar. You take a pri'etzadar for yourself. Where does it say anything about eating it? How do I know that it has to have Heter Achila? So Rashi says, Rachmana amar lachem haro'i lachem b'chol darcheyana aso. It's the word lachem that gives it away. That lachem means that you have to be able to enjoy it the way any normal person would want to enjoy a fruit, which would mean you have to be able to eat it. Now, very clear in Shitas Rashi and Tosos agrees with this, very clear that this is only psul on day one. That if it doesn't have a Heter Achila, it's only a problem on the first day, because that's when it's L'kachtem Lachem B'yom HaRishon. Lachem is only a din on day one. The Rambam, in the 8th parak of Hilchos Lulav, Halacha Tes, says that the psul of Heter Achila is noik for all 7 days. He says, Ha'paslanu shu'um ishum akum am reshos esrogasu ba'achila bein b'yom tov rishon bein b'shar yamim pasul. It pasuls all days. Why? If it's a din lachem, so the Rambam must understand that Heter Achila is not about lachem. And the Rambam, in fact, says explicitly in the Perush HaMishnayis that it's about something else. The Rambam writes, Orla utruma tmeya heim b'chal advar matunim sreifa uleficha chupasu lemaimer Hashem Yisbarach pri de'elu enam ruim lachila b'shum panim. He says it's not a din lachem, it's a din in pri. The description is a pre Eitz Hadar. Definition of a pre is something that you can eat. If you cannot eat it, then it's not a fruit. That's how the Rambam understands. So now it turns out there's a different machlokas that may be connected, machlokas Tosfos and the Rambam, about an esrog of Maaser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim. Can you take an esrog of Maaser Sheni when you are not in Yerushalayim? Tosfos holds in Laman Hamad Aleph, over here in Dibra Maskalafi, Tosfos holds that even in Gvulin, it's considered an esrog that has a Heter Achila, even though you're not allowed to eat it where you are, it's still called Heter Achila and it's kosher. But the Rambam, Perachas Vilchzul, and the Pirush HaMishnayis says that an esrog of Maaser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim is like an esrog that has no Heter Achila, and therefore you cannot be Yotze with it. So the Rav Soloveitchik explained that maybe this is the Rambam and Tosfos L'shitasam. According to the Rambam, that the yisod of the din of Heter Achila is the definition of pri, so it needs to be Heter Achila b'poel. You need to actually be able to eat it in order for it to be called a pri. Bigvulin, you cannot eat it. So mil, it's not a pri. But Tosfos holds that the din of Heter Achila is the din of lachem. So the yisod of the din of Heter Achila is not that you could actually eat it, but that you have bailus on the achila. So even though you may happen to not be in Yerushalayim right now, Who's the bailim on the achila of this produce? You are, because you can take it to Yerushalayim and eat it whenever you want. So if it's not a din in the achila per se, it's a din on the bailus of the achila, so then it would turn out that Tosfos l'shitaso, and the Rambam is l'shitaso. This may also relate to another discussion. The Rambam in the 8th parak of Hilchos Luv Halacha Aleph paskins that a person should not take l'chachila an esrog shel avodah zarah, but if you do, it's kosher. So ask all the achronim, what do you mean? Esrog shel avodah zarah? Ein bo heter achila. You're not allowed to eat avodah zarah. How could it possibly be kosher to have to take an esrog shel avodah zarah? So Salvation explained that the Rambam writes in the 7th parak of Hilchos Luv Halacha Zarah, Halacha Beis, that akumu mishamsha v'tekrova shela v'kol anasa b'shvila asur ba'na shemar lo savi to'evel b'secha v'kol anena ba'achas mikol elu loka. That when it comes to avodah zarah v'tashmi sheha, you get malchus for the hana of avodah zarah. Now when it comes to all other yisrei hana, arla kilei akerem, the Rambam shita is in Hilchos Macholos Asuros, in the 8th parak of Hilchos Macholos Asuros, that there's no malchus on all other yisrei hana by eating all other on getting anah from all other yisrei anah. It's only getting anah from avodah zarah. What's the svara? Because by all other yisrei anah, the ikar iser is achila. It's just that secondary to the achila, we include an yisrei anah as well. That's what the Gemara in the second paragraph of Pesachim, lo sochal, lo sochlu, lo yeachel, that we learn an yisrei anah agav the yisrei achila. But by avodah zarah, be'etzem, it's an yisrei anah. It's not an yisrei achila that just happens to include other types of anah as well. In ba'atzmuso, it's an yisrei anah. It's an Isra Na in its very nature, and that's why it's going to get Malkus. So maybe that's why the Rambam would say that by other Isurei Torah, like Arla, etc., where they're Asr Ba'achila, where that's the Etzem Isra is an Isra Achila, so the fact that you're not allowed to eat them, is Mafkiya Shem Pri. That takes away the Shem Pri from it. So an Esrog Shel Arla is possible, because it has no Heter Achila, and its lack of Heter Achila takes away its status as a Pri. But maybe by an Esrog Shel Avodah Zarah, according to the Rambam, the Chalos of the Isra is really an Isra Hana'a. It's not Be'etzem an Isra Achila. Really, it's an Isra Hana'a. It just happens to be that Achila is one type of Hana'a. So maybe the fact that you can't eat it doesn't take away the Shem Pri, because Be'etzem, it's not an Isra Achila. That's what Salvation suggests to explain the Shitas of Rambam. Says Gemara, Testayim Dervasi, back in the Gemara, Testayim Dervasi Damar, Lefi She'in Badin Mamon. We had this Machlokas, we didn't know who said what. We knew that it was Rabbi Chiya bar Avin and Rabbi Asi, but we didn't know who said that an esrog needs only a heter achila, and who said that it also needs din mamon. So he said it must be Rabbi Asi, and the nafkamina was Meister Sheni according to Rabbi Meir. So it must be Rabbi Asi who holds that an esrog also requires din mamon. Why must it be that way? Dam Rabbi Asi esrog shel Meister Sheni, because Rabbi Asi says that an esrog of Meister Sheni l'divrei Rabbi Meir ein adam yotzei bo yidei chavasu b'yom tov l'divrei chacham adam yotzei bo yidei chavasu b'yom tov. He's the one that said that according to Rabbi Meir, you cannot be Yotzei the mitzvah on Yontif, but according to the Chum, you can be Yotzei. So Testayim, who's the one that's going to say, Rabbi Meir will say that you cannot be Yotzei in Esrog Shel Meister Sheni, the one that holds that it needs Din Mamon. If you hold that it only needs Heter Achila, then even Rabbi Meir would allow you to be Yotzei Yochiv. So it must be that Rav Asi is the one that held that Din Mamon is a qualification of an Esrog. Gufa, and we said this explicitly, Amar Rav Asi, Esrog Shel Meister Sheni, the Gemara is now just going to list three nafkaminas in the Machlokas from Meir and the Chachamim, whether Meister Sheni is Mamon Gavo and Mamon Hedyot. The first of those three relates to the Esrog that we just spoke about, so that's why we mentioned the whole passage. Esrog Shel Meister Sheni, L'divrei Meir, Ein Adam Yotzei Bo Yidei Chavasu B'Yom Tov, L'divrei Chachamim Adam Yotzei Bo Yidei Chavasu B'Yom Tov. When the Esrog of Meister Sheni, Rav Meir holds, you cannot be Yotzei, because it doesn't have Din Mamon, it's Mamon Kavoa, and according to the Chachamim, you can be Yotzei, because it's Mamon Hedyot, it belongs to you, it does have Din Mamon. Matzah Shel Meister Sheni, when it comes to Matzah Meister Sheni, another Nafkamina in Machlokes Rav Meir and the Chachamim, L'divrei Meir, Ein Adam Yotzei Bo Yidei Chavasu B'Pesach, L'divrei Chachamim Adam Yotzei Bo Yidei Chavasu B'Pesach. According to Rameyer, you cannot be Yotzei with matzah because it has no din mamon. According to the Chum, you can be Yotzei with matzah because it is yours. It does have din mamon. The Gemara will discuss very soon where we learn that matzah has to be yours. Isa shel Meister Sheni, and the third nafkamina lalach is if you have a dough that's made with Meister Sheni grain. L'divrei Rameyer patura min achala. According to Rameyer, it's patur from challah because the dough has to be yours in order to be chayiv in challah, and this is not. It's mamon gavoa. It's not yours. L'divrei chachamim. According to the Chachamim, it's going to be Chayiv and Chala. So Mask Rav Papa asked the following. Bishlami Isaksiv Rashis Ariso Sechem. I understand very well by the dough it says Rashis Ariso Sechem. Esrognami Ksiv Lachem Mishalachem. And I understand also by the Esrog it says Lachem, which means it has to be yours. So I see why Mamun Gavoa is going to be a problem when it comes to those halachos. Ela Matzah Miksiv Matzaschem. But by Matzah, does it say Matzaschem? It doesn't say Matzaschem. Where is there a din of Lachem by Matzah? It doesn't say anywhere that there's a din of Lachem by Matzah. So Amar Rava Bar Shmuel, Vitim Rav Yirmiyahu Bar Shlamya, Asya Lechem Lechem. We learn it from a Gzereshava of Lechem Lechem. Ksiv Hacha Lechem Oni. By Matzah, Matzah is referred to as Lechem when it calls it Lechem Oni. Uksiv Hasam, and by Chala it says, Vaya Ba'ach Lechem Mi Lechem Ha'aretz. So Mala Alan Mishalachem Velo Mishal Meiser. Just like by Chala, we said it has to be yours, and therefore if you consider Meiser Sheni to be Mamun Gavoa, you cannot use Chala of Meiser Sheni. Dov Meiser Sheni is not Chayiv in Chala. Safkan Mishalachem Velo Mishal Meiser. So too when it comes to Matzah, if you hold that Meiser Sheni is Mamun Gavoa, you can only use Matzah that is yours. You cannot use Matzah that is Meiser Sheni. So it says Gemara Lema Masayele. We'll bring a Raya that this is in fact correct, because it says Isa Shal Meiser Sheni Peturim Menachala Divra Meir V'Chamram Chayev Espechala, that we have exactly this machlokas that Rabbi Meir says explicitly that a dough of Meiser Sheni is Pater from Chala, apparently because it's not yours, and the Chum say explicitly that it is Chayev and Chala. So it says Lema Masayele. He. Lema Sayele is when you have something that sounds like it might be the same and it's a proof to what you said. This isn't a proof to what you said. This is exactly what you said. It's a repetition of exactly what we just said. It's suggesting that the machlokas, Rameir and the Chamim, about my Sheni, Mam Gavah, Mam Edyot, relates to the Chiv of Chala. No, what we mean to say is that if they argue about Chala, should we assume necessarily that they also argue about Matzah and about Esrog? Odilma shiny isa da amakra riso sechem riso sechem trezimni. Or maybe the machlokas is only by chala, because maybe there's a special emphasis by chala that it needs to be yours, because it doesn't just say lachem once like it does by esrog, or zero times like it does by matzah. It says ariso sechem twice, so that special emphasis that it needs to be yours. Maybe that's where a mayor is going to have a problem with using meiser sheni. But maybe when it comes to esrog, when it comes to matzah, he's not going to have as much of a problem. Tosus points out that we already do have drushas from the double expression Ariso Sechem, from the fact that he uses Ariso Sechem multiple times. He says over here the Gemara is just giving a dichoy bialma, why we're giving this as a lema misayeya instead of just saying it's more than a lema misayeya, but an obvious and clear proof. It's just explaining the lashon of lema misayeya, so it doesn't have to be that strong of an explanation to say why we chose the words lema misayeya. It's a dichoy bialma. It doesn't have to be the real limud from the words Ariso Sechem that the Gemara uses. Now, in the Yerushalmi, it says that a person cannot be yotzei with matzah gezula. The Yerushalmi Masechah Shabbos says that a person cannot be yotzei with stolen matzah because it's mitzvah baba avera. In the Bavli, it never mentions anything about matzah gezula. So the Ritva writes that because the reason it doesn't mention the Bavli about matzah gezula is because the Bavli must hold that there's no problem with stolen matzah, because when you're chewing the matzah, you're kona it for yourself, and then you only owe money. You don't owe the matzah back because you have been mishana it entirely. So then it's not then at the time that you swallow it, when you're being mekayim the mitzvah, you're not actually stealing it. So it's no longer matzah gezula. So that's why it says, and it's also not shaykh by matzah the psul of shu'ula, because shu'ula is eino chazaris labaylim kematzah. It's like halva that's not mamonos labaylim. It's and therefore it would be called lechem. However, the Rambam paskins in that one cannot be yotzei with matzah gezula, that matzah gezula is not okay. Sfasemis says that, and this is the big chiddush of Sfasemis we mentioned several times when we were learning Pesachim. Sfasemis says that it sounds like from the Maskanas HaGemara, like the Rambam, and therefore a person has to be very careful, meaning from our Gemara, that matzah needs to be lachem, that matzah needs to be yours. So he says, Tzrichel nizar b'matzah shal mitzvah shiyah matzah shal lo dafka. You have to make sure when you have your matzah's mitzvah that it's your matzah. And therefore, if you're a guest by a Shulchan Balabais, by someone else's house, the Balabais has to give you the matzah's matana, and it's not enough that he lets you eat from his matzah. It has to be more than that. He has to give it to you as a matana. It has to be shalom mamish. Normally, when you eat together, when you share something, you assume that it all belongs to the Balabais. It's just that he allows you to eat from it. But says Fasem, you need to make a kinyan on the matzah. You need to make sure that it's a matana gemura, that the Balabais is giving you the matzah. That's the chumra of the Sfasemes, but he does acknowledge ha'olam einis harin bazeh, that he hasn't seen that people actually do this, so it's more like a question of why people don't do this, if in fact the matzah needs to be lachem. Okay, further in the Gemara, shel truma tmeya psula, we said that an esrog of truma tmeya cannot be used. Why not? Delas b'heter achila, because no one can eat truma tmeya. And as we pointed out in Amud Aleph, everybody holds you need to at least have a heter achila. V'shel truma tahora lo yitol, truma tahora l'charchila you shouldn't use it. But b'di'evit it is kosher. I understand why b'di'evit it's kosher. Makes a lot of sense because it has a heter achila for kohanim. But pliga Rabbi Amin Rabasi, what's the problem l'charchila? Why do we not recommend using an esrog of truma tahora? So chadam neisha machshira. One opinion is that you're being machshirit lekabel tuma. How are you being machshirit lekabel tuma? So Rashi says, because Tosfos says also that since it was normal to leave the lulav in water, when you would then hold the lulav and the esrog together, the esrog will get wet from the moisture that's still on the lulav, and therefore you're going to be machshirit to be mekabel tuma. And we mentioned the Beis Yosef yesterday. The Beis Yosef says it doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara or in the poskim that you have to hold the lulav and esrog close together. Maybe you could hold one in one hand, the other in the other hand, far apart from each other, not close together. And he quotes the dream of the Rikanti, that whole shtickle Torah. But the Kapos Tamarim points out that this Gemara seems to indicate that they're held together. Otherwise, why is there a concern of Machshira? Obviously, lulav is wet, and they're holding it to so you're obviously holding it together. Prima Gadim says, no, it's normal to hold it together. It's not a raya that you have to hold it together. It's a raya that we're concerned that you might hold it together, and therefore it might get wet. Rabbeinu Chananel says, what's the problem with Machshira? So what, you're Machshira. So what's the problem with being Machshira L'Kabal Tumah? So Rashi says, you're being Machshira L'Kabal Tumah, and that's somehow a problem. What's the problem exactly? So the Meiri says, Yadayim Shnios. It's not just saying being Machshira L'Kabal Tumah, you're actually being Metami, because your hands are a Sheni L'Tumah, so therefore you're automatically being Metami. Rabbeinu Chananel says, you're making it into a Kli. When you're Machshira L'Kabal Tumah, it's a Tikkun Mana, because that's the din of Hechshira L'Kabal Tumah. It's a big discussion in the Rishonim, what Hechshel Kabbal Tumah accomplishes. Is Hechshel Kabbal Tumah, like the Ramban says, just like a glue that allows Tumah to stick? Or is Hechshel Kabbal Tumah, it's the Gemar Pri, that you would never eat a fruit before washing it, so once it gets washed, it's like you have made it into a fruit. So the Rabbeinu Chananel seems to assume like that second side, that you've made it into a fruit. It's like Tikkun Mana. So anyway, that's one possibility of what the problem with Truma Torah is. V'chadam neshem afsida. The other possibility is that you're destroying it, you're ruining it, because you're handling it so much. May benayu. So in yalad b'mafsid Truma. So what's nafkamina? What if you made the whole fruit truma except for the outer surface of it? So still the whole fruit is becoming hukshol kabel tuma. But the only part that you're being mafsid is the outer surface, which gets damaged from all the handling. Well, if you didn't make that truma, then that's fine. If you use truma tar, it's kosher. Why? Because it has both the heter achila and din mamon. We don't even need to say the din mamon part. Everyone holds that. I mean, we do need both. That it has to have both a heter achila. If you hold it, it needs only a heter achila, it has that. If you hold it, it needs din mamon, it has that too. Vishal demai. What about demai? So that was a machlokas beisham and beisilol, whether you could be yotze with an esrog of demai. So my time is the beisilol. What's the svar for beisilol that it's okay to use? Since if a person wants, he could be mafkir all of his possessions and he could become a poor person, and then he would be allowed to eat it, so mela becomes his right now, even though he wasn't mafkir's nechasim. Because we learn you're allowed to give demai to poor people or to guests who are considered temporarily poor. Ube shamai would respond, ani lo achil demai, ditnan machilin asanim demai vesachsani demai. Beis Shammai holds that we cannot feed an ani and an achsaniya demai. So there's nothing you could do to make this demai something that you're allowed to eat. That we have explicitly this machlokas between Beisham and Beisilal, whether an ani and an achsani is allowed to eat demai. Vishal Meiser Sheni should be Yerushalayim. Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim, what's the problem with using it lechadchila? So the manim nish machshira are machshira. Well, the one that was concerned by the Truma Tahora that you can be machshirit, you have the same concern by Meiser Sheni Yerushalayim. Manim nish mafsida are mafsida. The one that was worried about being mafsid Truma Tahora is also worried about being mafsid Meiser Sheni Yerushalayim. Vim natal ksheira, but b'diavad, if you took Meiser Sheni Yerushalayim, it's kosher. Why? Manim nish mehetar achila divrei akol. Manim nish but din mamon hamani rabbanon hi. Why is it kosher? Because if you hold that you need a heter achila, well then certainly this has a heter achila. And even if you also require din mamon, so then we're at least assuming like the rabbanon that this has din mamon. Meaning you have to assume that we're going like the rabbanon, not like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir would hold it does not have a din mamon, but we're assuming like the sheet of the rabbanon that itaka does have a din mamon. Okay, we're falling behind a little bit, but Be'ez Hashem will pick up from Alsa Chazazes tomorrow. Excuse me, I saw